Odyssey.
See, sis? Campbell College has a great computer department.
It looks very impressive, Maury.
Hi, Suzu, Maury.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Just the man I wanted to see. Yes, sir. It's about my classes at school next quarter.
Interesting. That's what I came here to talk to you about.
Great minds, as they say.
Well, we may be thinking about the same topic, but I doubt we're thinking about it in the same way. I have your course schedules here. It looks like you both filled them out already without consulting me.
Well, I'm just trying to save you some time.
I appreciate that, but as your temporary guardian, I have approval over your schedule.
Hey, I never thought otherwise.
Good, because there's a required course that you don't have on your list. Basic computer programming.
And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Again, great minds. It's uncanny. The thing is, I really don't need to take that course. I'm already way ahead of what they'll be teaching in it.
I'm sure you are.
Great, because here's what I'd like to do instead. I've been looking at computer classes in the online Campbell College course book, and I came across this one.
Advanced Programming, fourth year. Well, Eugene actually teaches that course.
Oh, this is all working out great.
Yeah, except for one small problem.
Well, like what?
You're not enrolled at Campbell College. You're enrolled at Odyssey Middle School.
Sure, but I was hoping you could pull some strings to make it happen. You know everybody, Mr. Whitaker. Eugene works for you. You're an important man. Influential and powerful. You can get me exempted from the basic class and accepted into the college course. What do you think?
I think if you do any more buttering up here, we're going to need some toast.
What does that mean?
It means that while I probably could make all that happen, I'm not going to.
Why not?
Because I want you to take the basic programming course at Odyssey Middle School.
But Mr. Whitaker...
Maury, something that you should know about me is that I have this very unusual medical condition. The whinier your voice gets, the less I can hear it.
Oh. Is my schedule okay, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, yes, Suzu. It looks fine. Though, I noticed that you aren't doing any electives this quarter, just the required courses.
Yes. I have decided to focus on academics only from now on.
But there's more to life than work. How about if you put some variety into your schedule?
Variety?
Yeah, you know, take out one or two math and science classes and try something you haven't done before. Something, well, maybe on the creative side.
Oh, I don't have a creative side.
Oh, of course you do. Everybody has a creative side. How about if you try something that involves writing?
Writing? Okay, Mr. Whitaker. I will try.
Good.
I still don't get why I have to take that class.
Because there is value in the process.
What does that mean?
Well, you'll find out when you take the class.
I really have to do this.
You really do.
Oh, man.
I can't hear you.
Basic programming languages have been around even longer than computers themselves. If you think of a player piano, for instance, the scroll is actually a language that tells the piano what keys to play.
Psst.
The best way
hey,
for beginners to learn
what?
The art and
what are you doing? It's called typing, Trey.
I know that, but shouldn't you be paying attention to Mr. McBain?
I can do more than one thing at a time, Trey.
What are you typing?
The final project.
For this course?
Yes.
How do you even know what it is?
Well, I looked at Mr. McBain's lecture notes when I first got to class.
Awesome.
Now, the class is structured so that you'll do a series of assignments throughout the quarter, culminating in each of you creating your own simple computer program. You'll work in groups of four and help each other with the design of the programs. So go ahead and split up. Right, you four there, good, that's good. You four over there, well, that's it, yeah.
Mr. McBain?
Right, Al, can't find a group? Oh, stay with Trey and Andy and Corinne.
No, it's not that. I'd like to turn in my assignment.
You already did the assignment for this week?
Well, no, sir. I already turned that in. I did all of the assignments in the book for the entire quarter on Saturday. I emailed them to you.
Oh.
What I'm turning in now is the final for the class. I finished it while you were talking. See?
Impressive. Mr. Whittaker wasn't exaggerating about you.
Mr. Whittaker?
Well, yeah. We talked about you. He said you might do something like this.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But we both agreed that even if you did, you still have to take the course. And part of the course is to be in a group with Trey, Andy, and Corinne. Now get to it. Hey, you four, you should be talking about the
programs together.
That makes more sense. All right.
So, looks like I'm part of your group.
Great. You know Andy and Corinne, right?
Rodell.
Hi, Maury.
The editor of the Odyssey Owl and the head of the cheer squad. Great.
Maury knows computers backwards and forwards. He finished the final project while Mr. McBain was talking.
Nice. I have a great idea, and I'll definitely need help to make it happen.
Me too. My idea is the bomb.
I'm sure they'll both be bombs, leaving destruction and devastation whenever they're used.
You don't even know what they are yet.
Let me guess. Judging from your odd hairdo, strange footwear, and out-of-date scarves, your site will be about fashion, Corinne. But also considering the amount of pet fur on your cheer sweater and the screensaver on your computer, a photo of a cat captioned Mr. Frisky with hearts floating around it, your program idea is about coiffures and clothing for cats or cat lovers that you'll probably call Frisky's Feline Fashions, or something equally inane.
As you begged, Corinne.
Ugh. As for you, Mr. Odyssey Owl Editor, everyone no doubt thinks your program will have something to do with writing or journalism. But the scrapes on your forearms and elbows, the dirt and grass stains on the knees of your jeans, the grime under your fingernails, and the sunburn on the back of your neck actually reveals that your true passion is not seated at a word processor, but engaged in an outdoor activity, on your elbows and knees, digging up things. But what things? Well, the doodles of small rodent skeletons on your notebook provides the answer. You like digging up bones. That's your program. The Archaeology of Rodentia. In fact, you could even title it Aura, Andy Rome's Rodent Archaeology.
No one likes a show-off, Rydell.
What about me?
You're the tough one. You come from an accomplished family, but nothing about you says accomplishment. Just existence. You're here. And that's about it.
Do you have to be so mean?
No. He's right again!
It's what I do, when I'm not doing important computer stuff, that is. Now, if you all excuse me, I need to be doing anything but this.
What a jerk.
Major jerk.
He's awesome!
So, Suzu, you want to write for the owl?
Yes.
Noble aspiration. What would you like to write about?
I don't know. In fact, I'm not certain I know how to write for a newspaper at all.
You're right to question yourself. Only the bravest and brightest enter the gauntlet of the Fourth Estate. But no worries. There's someone on staff who can help you out. Hey, Zoe!
Hi, Suzu.
Good. You already know each other. Suzu wants to write for the Owl. Show her the ropes, will you? I have an extremely important story to write.
You mean your 6-part exposé on the different brands of mac and cheese used in the cafeteria for the past 12 years?
The fact that you don't see the importance of the marked decline in curd quality in our lifetimes makes me weep for your indifference and cynicism. Good day.
He takes his exposés very seriously.
Hmm.
Okay, so, let me show you around.
Actually, Zoe, I know the physical process of how a newspaper is published.
Oh.
But I know almost nothing about what you do. Writing what goes in the paper, the stories, and news articles.
Well, that's not all that hard to do.
For you, perhaps.
You can always just handle the layout and design if you're more comfortable with that.
No, Mr. Whittaker wants me to write. If you are willing to teach me, I am willing to learn. And I'm a quick study.
Okay. Well, it's probably best to start at the beginning. So, the introduction to a news story is called The Lead. It should be short.
It was as bad as I thought it'd be, sis.
A complete waste of time. Do you know what it's like to have to sit and listen to inane and ridiculous comments for an hour?
Not yet. I still have 30 minutes to go.
Oh, har har, very funny. You know, you could be more sympathetic. You barely listen to me at all.
I have troubles of my own, brother. I am supposed to write an opinion article for the Odyssey Owl. Zoe gave me a list of topics, and I am having trouble making a choice.
Hey, Mori. Hi, Suzu.
Hello, Trey. I understand you had a wonderful computer programming class this morning with my brother.
Suzu.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Actually, Mori was awesome. What you did with everybody in our group?
What did he do?
He predicted everyone's final projects and why they wouldn't work. And he was right.
Well, it's just a matter of simple deduction based on observation.
And he also did the final project while the teacher was talking. It was amazing. I mean, I could never do that. I'm adult when it comes to this stuff.
Then why did you take the class?
My mom wants me to take it. Oh, and it's required. So I was wondering...
Oh, here it comes.
Can you help me out with the programming? Please?
Yes, brother. Please help.
Okay. Do what you can, Trey. And when you run into a problem, just come to me and I'll help you.
Awesome. Great. Thanks. I'll leave you alone now. Thanks again.
That was nice of you, brother.
Well, this is what we do now, right? Oh, I still don't want to take this dopey class, though. There has to be a way to convince Mr. Whittaker to get me out of it and into the college course. Oh, come on, Suzu! I need your help here. I got nothing.
Very well. Diligence.
What about it?
A diligent person does his own work. Perhaps if you were to gather the necessary permissions and paperwork on your own, rather than having Mr. Whittaker do the footwork, he would be more agreeable.
It's legwork, but I think you've got something, sis. Instead of relying on Mr. Whittaker, I'll do everything, so all he'll have to do is sign off on it. You're a genius, sis.
Thank you. Now, I could use your help.
No time. I've got to get on this right now.
Of course.
So what I want first on my program is, like, storm clouds.
Okay, you just go after the function command and then type in the declaration clouds. See? Now, you have to set the variables.
I think I have writer's block.
You barely started. You just need to do more research.
Is there a way to make it rain? I mean, like, see the rain come down.
Oh, sure. Just use this algorithm to make it look realistic and add a loop command so it keeps going.
Hey, Suzu, here's another resource website you might want to use.
No more. I have too much research.
That looks awesome, Mori. So to make it all go away, I just use this close command, right?
Sure, that'll work. You need to put it in the right place, though.
I think this paragraph will work much better down here. Yes, much better. I hope.
I want to try doing the rest on my own.
Okay. Hey, if you need any help, you know where to find me.
I hope they like it.
I love it. It's cutting edge, it's in your face, it apologizes to no one.
Yes, very impressive. Well written, too.
Thanks to your instructions, Zoe.
I've decided. We're gonna publish it in the next edition.
Really?
But what about my op-ed?
We'll have to bump it.
But it's almost finished.
Almost isn't done, which Suzu's is. Journalism is always on the move. It waits for no man.
The only reason mine isn't done is because I had to take time out to teach Suzu the ropes.
Oh, I don't want to cause any trouble.
It's no trouble. We'll print Zoe's piece in the next edition.
But my subject is time sensitive. No one will care by then.
Why don't you print mine in the next edition?
I've made an executive decision here. We're going with Suzu's piece. Come on, Suzu. Let's celebrate a job well done.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe a little too well done.
Why isn't this working? Okay, let's try this.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker. You busy?
Just wrestling with a bit of programming on the Room of Consequence, Maury. What do you have there?
Well, these are the permissions I need to get out of the middle school class and into the college computer programming course.
Maury, Oh, that didn't work either.
What's going on?
Well, I've got a glitch in the program. It's buried somewhere in the code, and I can't seem to find it.
Huh. Whoa. This is one complex bit of programming, Mr. Whittaker.
Yeah, that's why it's been so hard to...
Found it!
What?
There. You missed the close tag on the second iteration. I fixed it.
Well, what do you know? Very good, Maury. I'm impressed.
See? This is why I need to be in the college course. I'm wasting my time in the middle school class.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You're way beyond the basic stuff.
Then you'll sign off on the permissions?
No. No, you need to stay where you are.
Mr. Whittaker!
Maury, you don't seem to be listening to me. I told you from the start that I know you're beyond the basic class.
Then why are you torturing me by making me stay in it? It's ridiculous and so unfair. Well, are you jealous or something? Because
okay, that's enough. We can't continue this until you calm down and are in a better frame of mind.
I won't be in a better frame of mind until I get out of this dopey class.
Go home, Maury. Now.
By the way, you're welcome.
Go.
Hey, Maury!
Look, Trey, I can't help you right now.
Oh, I don't need help. My program's done. Come on, I want to show you the finished product.
I'm really not in the mood.
Oh, come on, you have to. I want you to have the honor of being the first one to try the program.
No, Trey...
Look, I'm not going to take no for an answer. You gotta run it. I think you'll be surprised.
Surprised? You think you can surprise me with your silly little program?
Well, I just thought...
Thought? I doubt it. It's not your strong suit.
Maury,
You want me to walk you through your simple little program? It's for your mom. Obviously. She's the one who wanted you to take the class. She's a meteorologist who talks about the weather on television. You ask me how to animate storm clouds, lightning, thunder, wind, and rain, and then have them part with some sappy message for her. Right?
Well, actually...
Let's see if I'm right. Oh, and there we have it. Oh, look, clouds. And now rain and lightning and wind and... Oh, so scary. Oh, and of course, right on cue, it all stops and magically the clouds part. And here comes the message. Thank you, Maury, for all your help. Trey,
No, it's cool. You were right.
No, I was just frustrated.
Hey, don't worry about it. Look, I gotta go.
Trey.
Maury?
How much of that did you hear?
Enough.
Go ahead, Mr. Whittaker. Let me have it. I deserve whatever punishment you want to give me.
No, I think you're punishing yourself enough right now. But you definitely need to make it up to Trey.
I was just frustrated. I wasn't thinking straight.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you're focused only on what you want.
This is what you meant by value in the process, isn't it?
Mostly. I've also learned that there's value in starting from the beginning of a course and going through the whole thing, even if you already know all the material in it. See, I know you can easily skip ahead. You've always done that. But I wanted you to take this course because I knew you would be working with and helping others. By skipping the process, you would have missed out on one of life's great gifts, the opportunity for friendship. That's the real value in the process, because a good friendship takes time to develop. You can't just skip ahead.
Yeah. Oh... You don't happen to have a way I can go back and relive the last 5 minutes, do you?
Only in the imagination station. Anyway, I don't think you need to. See, hurt feelings, apologies, forgiveness, and reconciliation are also valuable parts of the process. The process of making friends.
Andy?
Hi, Suzu.
Zoe. Oh, where's,
He asked me to talk to you. You're here because your article wasn't printed in the Owl today, right?
Yes. Well, how did you know?
I'm responsible for killing it.
You are? I know you were upset about Andy bumping your article, but...
That's not the reason I did it. At least, not the main one.
Then why?
What does the phrase, cut to the quick, mean?
To cut someone very quickly?
No. To hurt them very deeply. It didn't sound like something you would write, but you used it in your article.
Yes. And?
Well, I ran your article through an online program that detects plagiarism. You know what that is?
I'm not sure.
It's when you take someone's intellectual property, their ideas or thoughts or something they've written, and use it in your own work without paying them or giving them credit for it.
I see.
Well, the program said you plagiarized almost your entire article.
Yes.
You admit it?
I don't understand why this is a problem.
I just told you.
Yes, but how can ideas and concepts be property? Even ones that are written out can't truly be owned, merely discovered. And therefore, they belong to and should be shared by everyone. At least, that's how it is in my culture.
Oh. Well, in our culture, you can own them. And plagiarism is wrong. Very wrong. Like getting kicked out of school wrong. Here, it's a form of stealing.
Stealing? In the past, I've had a problem with taking things that don't belong to me. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do what's right.
It's okay. We caught it before it was published, so no harm was done. I shouldn't have assumed you knew about it. If you want, we can work on your article together and fix it for the next edition of The Owl.
Oh, yes. I would like that very much. Thank you.
And, like, make one specific piece?
That sounds so cool.
Oh, nice. So, like...
Hi, everyone. Look, I just wanted to say I'm very sorry for what I did to all of you. Especially to you, Trey. I know you don't have any reason to believe me or forgive me, but, I still wanted to apologize. 'Cause that's what friends do. And I hope we can all be friends.
Rydell, you causing problems here?
No, sir, I was just,
We were just discussing our group project. Right, everyone?
Yeah. Take all of our ideas and programs and blend them together.
Or even better, we can all come up with one new thing.
Yeah, and Maury will show us how it all works from the ground up. Right?
Yeah, of course.
Really? So you're willing to stay in this class and start over? Why the change?
'Cause there's value in the process.
I agree. Okay, well, let's get to it.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we should come up with a theme.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Positioning is the key, like I told you.
Have you ever been in the car when the driver says, "I'm taking the scenic route"? This means they've decided not to take the quickest way to their destination. Instead, they're driving on a route that may take longer, but has great things to see along the way. Oftentimes, we decide to take shortcuts to be faster. We do this with our homework, with our chores, maybe even our prayers or Bible readings. But think about what we lose out on when we take shortcuts. When we skip half the journey, we miss learning new things and improving our skills. For Maury, he was missing out on a potential friendship with Trey. Our lives are a long journey, and God has so much to teach us as we go. He knows that it's in the waiting, the working, and the worship that we grow in our faith, and that we'll learn to trust Him more if we go through the process. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Value in the Process was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Luke Gonneau, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included April Hong, Matt Hurwitz, Natalie Lander, Atticus Schaefer, Andre Stoika, Alkeo Thiel, and Paul Mikkel Williams. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.